USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The governor of New York is denying his former aide's claims about sexual harassment. Andrew Cuomo's statement references flight manifest data and quotes several officials. He maintains that he never suggested any inappropriate card games with former special advisor Lindsey Boylan. President Biden is touting a new executive order aimed at securing critical supply chains.
The American people should never face shortages in the goods and services they rely on, whether that's their car, or the prescription medicines, or the food at the local grocery store. And remember, the shortages in PPE during the pandemic, that meant we didn't have masks. We didn't have gowns or gloves to protect our frontline healthcare workers.
The president calling it an issue of economic and national security. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Los Angeles authorities say the stretch of road where Tiger Woods lost control of his SUV has a high frequency of accidents. Several neighbors telling NBC4 the winding steep section of Hawthorne Boulevard in Rancho Palos Verdes is dangerous, especially if drivers aren't riding the brakes on the way down. LAPD saying Woods wearing his seatbelt saved his life. Former President Trump awarded Woods a Presidential Medal of Freedom back in 2019, Trump telling Fox News.
He won the Masters, and he won the Masters with a bad back, which tells you the level of talent is incredible. And he's been working on that, and then he has this happen. It's just tragic. He's overcome a lot, but he's had an incredible life, and he's going to continue to have an incredible life, but now he'll recover from this.
Wall Street setting another record at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 425 points to close at 31,962. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are disappointed that, in their words, Democrats are muscling through a COVID relief bill.
The House will vote on President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief package this Friday, according to the House Majority Leader. Representative Steny Hoyer said that the bill will come to the House floor Friday morning with a vote to follow. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said he was disappointed that Democrats would try to ram a partisan COVID bill through.
As you know, 10 of our members actually went down, met with the president, and talked about a more narrow, targeted approach. The message was that they were not interested in doing it that way. They're going to try to muscle this through on a totally partisan basis. And I think I can safely speak for most of my members that we think this is dramatically more money than is required at this particular juncture.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
CVS is making it easier for seniors to schedule their COVID-19 vaccines at one of more than 80 CVSs in Florida. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says every CVS in Miami-Dade County is expected to begin offering more than 100 shots a day to seniors as early as tomorrow, with appointment scheduling now underway.
This really provides a strong retail pharmacy footprint.
Publix also reopened their online scheduling portal this morning. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.